This podcast is brought to you by DIA, the trusted global neutral forum for healthcare product development professionals. DIA, driving insights to action.
Dr. Pei Hu has conducted more than 100 clinical trials of new drugs in China as principal investigator. Furthermore, as director of the Phase 1 unit of the Clinical Pharmacological Research Center at Peking Union Medical College, she has been a driving force in advancing model-based drug development in China. Dr. Hu also serves as co-chair of our 10th DIA China annual meeting in Beijing this May and as advisor to the clinical development theme. I am Alberto Grignolo, editor of DIA Global Forum. Dr. Hu is my guest today, and we will discuss DIA's annual gathering in one of the world's most vibrant and vital markets. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Hu, and welcome.
Thank you.
Let me ask you a question related to the DIA annual meeting, which will actually open with a satellite event, the day-long CFDA-DIA Joint ICH Day. I'd like to ask you, what is the vision for this very special day, and why open this year's annual meeting with it?
Last year, China government at that time called CFDA joined ICH. So really a big event in China. For after this event, many Chinese, they are in this field. They'd like to learn something about the ICH. The drug development, especially clinical development, will follow ICH guidelines. So for this ICH day, we'll introduce some ICH guidelines to Chinese audience.
Will that include the ICH E17 guideline on multi-regional clinical trials, which has recently reached step 4 within ICH?
Yes.
And what is the level of interest in that particular guideline in China?
Many Chinese companies, they are quite interested in these guidelines because now the things is changed. Originally, China is a big country for making a generic drug, but since recent years, China has put quite a lot of effort on making innovative drugs. And also Chinese companies, they try to run clinical trial abroad. So in this new situation, they need understand better about E17 because all those E17 principles will benefit not only for foreign companies, but also for some Chinese company, they are going to run the clinical trial or they want to register their new drug abroad.
Let's stay with clinical trials as a theme. This is going to be the 10th DIA China annual meeting. So over the last 10 years, in your opinion, what aspects of clinical trials in China have evolved the most?
The clinical trial is also changed quite a lot. Originally, quite many trials is sponsored by the foreign company, especially for those innovative drugs. Quite many clinical trials sponsored by domestic companies only for the BE study as for the generic drug. But in recent years, quite many Chinese companies, they are making innovative drugs, so they start to run the clinical trial for their own innovative drug. So the study design and the clinical development has all changed for Chinese companies because the clinical trial is quite different compared to the bioequivalent study.
In that regard, how are Chinese companies learning how to do the more sophisticated randomized clinical trials that are the norm in many parts of the world?
They had learned how to run those trials from the foreign companies. Personally, I think that they have different ways to learn how to run those trials. One way is they hired people who had run those trials in the foreign company. They are very experienced experts in that field. So they hired the people from the foreign company. So now the quite many experts, they originally work for foreign companies, but now they work for the domestic company. That's the one way. So they introduce a new expertise from the foreign company to Chinese company. They build up this expertise in the company. And the other way is they learn from the literature or learn from the meeting, from the trials already successfully run. that those trials published, so they can learn quite a lot from them. And also in many Chinese hospitals, there are quite many famous investigators. They had run the clinical trial, or they participated in the multi-region center phase 3 trial for a foreign company, but they during those years, they already had quite a lot of experience. So they becoming expert in this field. So they can help the Chinese company to run this kind of MCT trial.
On the other hand, what aspects of clinical trials have been more challenging during the last 10 years, in your experience? What has been more difficult?
Most of the difficult trial is for some innovative drugs. They are first-class drugs. It's a very new drug. They are not like a me-too or me-better drug. They are really new for those drug targets. So for those drugs, there are quite big uncertainty in the clinical development. So those uncertainty will be a risky factor for the developer of drug and also for the investigator. I think especially for some biotech drug, big molecule is a clinical risk is quite big in some cases.
The Chinese government, of course, has recently announced a large number of regulatory reforms. In your opinion, would these reforms help resolve these challenges in China?
Yes, absolutely. Recent year, our regulatory has published a new guidance to help Chinese companies to accelerate the clinical development process. And also, they changed their policy, shortened the review process. So the company, when they submit their dossier to the regulatory, and they don't need to wait a very long time to get the clinical trial approval. Now the new policy is they may have approval within 60 days.
Turning to the DIA China annual meeting, what hot topics in clinical development in China will be covered in the annual meeting?
For this 10th year annual meeting, we have some new track our audience. The one is a liver disease forum. So China is a country who has quite many people. They have hepatitis. And so for the liver disease, it's a big issue in our country. So in this year annual meeting, there are several really high top experts in liver disease will give us a talk. And I think the audience will be very interesting on that form. And also we had a hospital president forum. And in this hospital president forum, the hospital leaders, they will discuss a really important issue. That's how to build up capacity, ability for a Chinese hospital to help the company run the clinical trials.
In that respect, I know that the Chinese government has opened up to many, many hospitals the ability to conduct clinical trials. Previously, those had to be certified by the central government, but my understanding is in the future, this will not be necessary. And this means that thousands of additional hospitals will be able to run clinical trials. Is that correct?
It is correct, but I think it's still on process. For the hospital, it's not easier to start up to run the clinical trial. They need expertise. They need experienced investigator to run the trials. They need a system to assure the clinical trial will be conducted under the GCP guidelines, and all the data collected from the trial will be the high quality data, and all the data will be correctly recorded and stored in the database. So those systems is not very easy to build up in hospital who has no experience. So as long as the government allowed the hospital to run the trial, they lower the threshold, you know, let the hospital get into this field, but it still needs time for the hospital to build up their own system to assure the clinical trial will be conducted under the GCP guidelines. And also for the sponsors, they need to do the site selection. They need to select the suitable hospital, suitable investigator, principal investigator to run their trial among those many hospitals. For the new hospital to join this clinical trial, still need time.
So you mentioned that the annual meeting would include a forum of hospital heads. Do you think that at this forum, the heads of these hospitals will discuss the opportunities and challenges of their hospitals getting into clinical research and conducting clinical trials?
Yes.
Let me turn to a final topic, and that is artificial intelligence, which, as we all know, is emerging as an important new tool in many industries, including transportation, financial services, and others. In your opinion, is artificial intelligence having an impact on clinical research in China? And if so, in what way?
For my own experience, I think the AI just start to use in the clinical trial. So far, hasn't had a big impact on the clinical trial.
Well, Dr. Hu, that brings us to the end of our conversation. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
For DIA Global Forum, I am Alberto Grignolo.
To learn more about this topic, visit us online at diaglobal.org.